Hello, I'm Faith McQuinn, the creator of Margaritas and Donuts. I am so happy that you're going to listen to this show. My other podcast, Boom, is on an extended hiatus, and, well, I'm a bit of a workaholic. So I decided to write another show in the meantime, and here it is. If you enjoy what you hear, my team and I would love your support through Patreon. Please head over to md.observerpictures.com to learn more about the great stuff you get by becoming a member. And if you live in the Nashville area, Observer Pictures has partnered with Drunken Donuts, naturally, to bring you a special treat. Visit drunkendonutsnash.com and use the offer code MARGSINDONUTS for 20% off your order of delicious boozy donuts delivered right to your door. That's MARGSNDONUTS. While they don't have a margarita flavored donut, my favorite is the vanilla with whiskey glaze. They also offer designated driver and gluten-free options so everyone can enjoy a sweet treat. Find the links I've mentioned, plus the offer code, in the show notes. Okay? That's enough from me. I hope you enjoy the show. Observer Pictures presents Margaritas and Donuts. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 1, Sideways. So, what time is the date?
8 o'clock.
And he's picking you up.
Yes. He offered, so I thought it was nice. I went with it.
You're going to meet him outside, aren't you?
I doubt you let some strange man get comfy on your couch.
Exactly. Can I borrow your blue jacket?
And here I am thinking my best friend just missed my face.
I did miss your face, but I needed the jacket too.
At least you waited a healthy amount of time to ask for the jacket. So, where did we meet Paul?
A dating app.
Really?
Yes. Didn't I tell you about this?
I'm pretty sure I'd remember you finding dates through an app. Is it Match.com?
No, it's a mobile app for mature professional singles.
Oh.
It's not like that. This will be my third date through it.
Wait, that magician dude was through the app?
Yes.
I recall that date not being amazing.
It was fine.
Have you seen him again?
No.
Then it wasn't amazing. So what does mature, professional single Paul do for a living?
He owns a travel agency.
Definitely could milk that for all it's worth.
Maybe.
You going to La Terraza?
Yes. Just something casual, so we can talk and get to know each other.
Casual's good. Girls, don't mess with that, please.
Oh, I should probably get going. I don't want to get stuck in traffic.
Girls, Auntie Jo is leaving. Come say goodbye.
Bye, Auntie Jo.
Goodbye.
Love you.
Love you more.
I'll run and get the jacket. And remember, if you need a rescue, just call me.
I won't.
But if you do, I got you.
I know.
Simpson House Inn is a lovely bed and breakfast that's quiet and quaint.
Quaint is nice.
Isn't it? Santa Barbara is the best vacation. Beautiful weather, good wine. You can't get great wine in Nashville, I don't think.
Maybe you haven't looked hard enough.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. You were saying Santa Barbara is beautiful?
Absolutely. I'll have to take you. I admit I only went because of that movie. What was it called? You drink a lot of wine. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't, actually.
Sideways.
What?
Sideways. The movie was referring to.
Yes, Sideways. Thank you.
Were you listening to our conversation?
No, I'm sorry. I'll go back to my table.
So, have you been to Santa Ynez Valley?
I really wanted to go after seeing the movie, but I never got around to it.
You should go. It's gorgeous.
I might. Well, I'll let you guys get back to your dinner.
So, Paul...
I'm sorry. Are you eating alone?
Yeah.
Join us. I always say the more the merrier.
I don't want to intrude.
It's not an intrusion if you're invited.
Do you mind?
Oh, come on, Josephine. We can't let the man eat alone.
It's fine.
Pull up a chair. Margarita, we have an entire pitcher. Of course you do. I'm Paul, and this is my lovely date, Josephine.
I'm Malik.
Malik, wonderful to meet you.
I'll be right back. No need to stand, Malik. I'm just going to the bathroom.
We'll be here. So, Malik, are you from Nashville?
He invited someone to join us.
As in, he brought another person with him?
Nope. A man who was sitting by himself at another table. He invited him to eat with us.
Well, that's kind of...
Katrina, don't you dare say that it's sweet.
I wasn't going to say sweet. I was going to say nice.
It's only nice if we were friends or, I don't know, married. It's not nice on a first date.
I see your point.
He's also been talking pretty much nonstop. Mildly.
Interesting enough for a second date.
No. Yet it does seem he wants to take me on a trip.
Oh, I told you to milk that for all it's worth.
No.
Maybe he's just nervous.
Maybe he's just full of himself.
Maybe you're not giving him a chance.
Maybe he's more interested in Malik.
You know you look crazy peering out the bathroom.
I'm not. How did you know?
That restaurant isn't exactly quiet. Hang up. Go out there and enjoy the free meal.
Fine.
And maybe get some great vacation deals.
Goodbye.
Malik was just telling me that he's an ophthalmologist.
Oh, there's an ophthalmology practice across the hall from my practice.
What's your specialty?
Pediatrics.
Really? You're a doctor?
Yes, Paul. I'm a doctor.
Wait, how long have you two known each other?
Roughly 90 minutes.
This is a first date.
It was.
I'm going back to my table now.
You don't have to do that.
No, I really...
No, it's fine. I'll go.
Josephine.
I'm not feeling so great. Maybe the margarita went to my head, but please, you two enjoy yourselves. Paul, it's been... nice.
You need somebody to walk you out?
No, thank you. I'm just going to call an Uber.
At least let me do it.
I'm fine. I've got my phone.
Well, it won't be here for a few minutes, right? Why don't you just sit here till it arrives?
I'd rather get some fresh air. Good night, gentlemen.
Well, at least he tried to call you an Uber.
It's literally the least he could do. And I should have let him. Honestly, I can't believe I let him drive in the first place. We should have just met at the restaurant.
Maybe it's the only way he can guarantee a date will last.
Oh, I am deleting this app. If this stupid state-of-the-art algorithm can't help me find someone, what am I supposed to do?
Girl, what you been doing? You've dated some very fine men. Why are you even using a dating app? You've never been hung up on the perfect man before.
I don't need the perfect man. I want someone who's perfect for me. 20 years of casual relationships and constant nagging from my mother finally got to me, I guess. I just want a good person in my life.
Okay, fuck the app. You're right. It's stupid. Apps work for people who've given up. Have you given up?
No.
No. Tell your bestie what makes your perfect man, and we'll get it done.
Really? You're going to play matchmaker?
God willing, we'll find you someone. You've been successful in everything you've done in life.
Not this.
That's because you didn't have my help. Frankly, I'm surprised you never asked for my help. Anyway, have some wine. And tell me about your perfect man.
Wait, right now?
Yes, right now.
Okay. He should be a gentleman. I do love good manners.
That goes without saying.
He needs to understand that my feelings are important.
Sure. Otherwise, what's the point of being in a relationship? What else?
He should have a good job.
Joe, your perfect man sounds kind of average.
Katrina, you've been married for 12 years. You have no idea what men are like now.
Fair, but I'm still not impressed. We are talking about the perfect man. If you could build him from scratch, who would he be?
Are you building me someone?
Maybe.
He needs to be doing something he loves. I can't be with someone who works just to make a paycheck.
Okay, someone who's passionate. What else?
Oh, I don't know.
And this is why you haven't found anyone yet.
Excuse me?
If you can't figure out what you want, then you'll never find it. You're not trying to fill a job position. This is a companion. Someone you can see yourself spending the rest of your life with. Someone who's just as amazing as me. I truly believe that there is someone for everyone out there. You just have to know what you're looking for. So, what do you want, Joe?
Okay. I want someone who pays attention. Someone who picks up on tiny details, like my favorite flower or a pastry I like.
Keep going.
I want someone who makes me smile with a look. I want someone who makes my heart skip a beat when he talks to me.
And now we're moving into fairy tale land.
Okay, I'm done.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. It's just your heart skip a beat. Come on.
You asked for my perfect man. This is it.
I'm sorry. You're right. I have to get home. But we're not done. We'll find you someone. I promise.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Oh. Hi.
Hello. What floor?
10, and it's already press. Looks like we're going to the same floor.
Looks like.
Do you work there?
Yes.
Pediatrician. I remember. And I'm an ophthalmologist. I'm Malik, if you forgot.
I remember.
This is my first full day at this office, not ever. I've been a doctor for 16 years.
That's nice.
I'm surprised we haven't seen each other before now. So, what's your poison?
Sorry?
The coffee. What do you drink?
Caramel latte.
I'm more of a chai tea. Listen, I apologize for butting in on your date. It was rude, and I shouldn't have done that. While you were in the bathroom, I told Paul that I should go back to my seat.
Oh, how considerate of you.
Well.
What are you doing?
Offering my hand. Truce.
I need to get to work.
Okay, guess I'll just go to work, too. Yep.
What's wrong?
What? Nothing.
You never call me this early. I just figured something bad happened.
Well, something happened.
What? Are you all right?
I saw that guy Malik again.
Remind me who Malik is?
That idiot who crashed my date with Paul. On the elevator. He's the new ophthalmologist across the hall.
Oh, a doctor.
Stop it. Doctors aren't as intriguing when you've been around them for 15 years.
Is he cute?
I don't see how...
Oh, he's cute.
What am I supposed to do?
About what?
I'm going to see him every morning now.
Then just say hello and go about your day. Unless you want to do something else.
It's awkward.
Only if you make it awkward.
You aren't helping.
If you don't want to talk to him, then don't. But you obviously do, or you wouldn't be calling me. Does he seem like a good guy?
I have no idea.
Go with your gut, Joe. Does he?
Maybe. He did apologize for the date thing.
Okay. Good start. Then just smile and chit-chat or whatever. You'll be fine.
But...
Dr. Pierce, there's a call for you on line one.
Yeah, thanks, Ellen. I need to go.
Sure. Just talk to him.
Bye, Katrina.
Good morning, Josephine.
Hello.
Hold that, please.
Thank you.
Hello, Dr. Joe.
Good morning, Madeline.
Mommy and me are coming to see you right now. Look at my arm. It's all gross.
But aren't you happy it's not in the cast anymore?
No.
Why not?
Because now I have to go back to piano practice.
You don't like playing the piano?
It's the practice she doesn't like.
Ah.
It's dumb.
If you practice, you'll become a great piano player, and people from all over the world will want to hear you play. You get to wear pretty dresses and play in big, fancy halls.
Awesome!
But you have to practice, okay?
Will you come hear me play?
Of course I will.
Come on, Mommy, we have to meet Dr. Paul.
Wait, Maddie.
Your patients love you, don't they?
Not all of them, I assure you.
Well, Madeline loves you, and you're good with her.
Years of practice.
Have a good day, Josephine.
You too. Damn it! Oh, of course, I am already running late.
Good morning.
Morning.
Someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
I don't want to talk.
Fine, I can just...
Uh-uh.
Okay. Have a good day.
May I help you?
I'm looking for Dr. Pierce.
Are you a parent? Do you have an appointment?
I work in the ophthalmology office across the hall.
Ellen,
I just wanted to bring
Andersons a call. Tell them Felicity's prescription has been filled.
Hey.
Hello. What's this?
Caramel latte.
Okay.
That's what you said yesterday, right? Caramel latte. I went non-fat because I wasn't sure. I didn't see you with it in the elevator this morning, so I presumed that's why you were so grumpy.
I wasn't grumpy.
Sorry. I'll just go back to my work.
There's a great coffee shop in the building. Locally owned. I just grabbed you one. It's not Starbucks, but, I've overstepped.
No. It's... Thank you.
Well, catch you lovely ladies later. Bye.
That was very sweet.
Or creepy.
Are you going to drink the coffee?
Oh, hell yes.
Then it was sweet.
So, he brought you coffee. How is that creepy exactly?
He knew what I wanted.
Because you told him.
But he remembered.
Joe, are you actually listening to yourself?
I've never had anyone remember my coffee order.
And somehow that's creepy to you.
It isn't to you?
No. Oh, dear God. You really should have asked me for help on this whole romance thing before now. Hun, a man who listens to you is the opposite of creepy. A man who listens to you that you are not sleeping with, related to, or is representing you in court is a damn unicorn.
I don't know.
Okay. At some point in time, you have to realize that just because there are crap men in the world, they aren't all crap men. Eddie was an asshole. But we will not let him destroy every potentially good relationship you could have.
I can't go through that again.
I know. I haven't met this Malik guy, but he doesn't sound like asshole Eddie. What are you worried about?
That he isn't as wonderful as he seems.
But how will you know if you don't even give him a chance?
The coffee was really good.
Maybe you should stop by that coffee shop in the morning.
Maybe.
You like the coffee, I take it.
I did.
Hey, what can I get you?
I'll have a large caramel latte, non-fat milk.
That'll be $5.25.
So, I was right.
I usually get whole milk, but I liked what you brought me, so.
Why not try something different?
Yes. Are you going to order?
Here you are, Dr. Miller.
Thanks, Kyle.
They know your order already?
Yep.
Didn't you say your first day was Monday?
I worked across the street before. Always come here for coffee. It's the best in town.
It is delicious.
So, I've converted you. Are you gonna leave Starbucks behind?
Possibly. You have good taste, Doctor.
I like to think so.
Caramel latte?
That's me. Are you headed up?
Yeah. Here, let me get that for you.
Oh. Thanks.
Friday is donut day at the coffee shop.
That's nice.
Would you be interested in having a fresh donut with me Friday morning? So, donuts on Friday?
You really like donuts.
I really like a lot of things.
Oh, sorry.
So, Friday morning, let's say 7?
Dr. Miller, you are very sure of yourself.
Thank you. I should be saying thank you to that, right?
And why would I have breakfast with a man whom I barely know, who also happened to ruin my date?
I didn't ruin that date. Paul ruined that date.
I will give you that.
Where did you meet him, anyway? He doesn't seem like your type.
You don't know my type.
I know, he wasn't it.
We're getting off topic. We don't even know each other.
It's good reason we should have donuts Friday morning.
I need a better reason.
Why?
Indulge me. Why should I have donuts with you?
Okay. I'm 40 years old, and I've spent a good bit of my life not doing things because of this or that. But now, I think I'm too old not to act on something good.
And you think I'm good?
I do.
Okay. I'll see you Friday.
Join us next week for another episode of Margaritas and Donuts. Please subscribe and consider leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode featured the voices of Danielle Ellett as Josephine, Tavius Marshall as Malik, Laquita James as Katrina, Beth Hall as Ellen, Matthew Boudreau as Paul, Danny McQuinn as Daphne, Lily McQuinn as Lucy, Scott Barry as the coffee shop owner, Lila R. as Madeline, and Anjali Pasupathi as Madeline's mom. Producer Amanda Lorraine. Sound design and mixing Joshua Sui. Dialogue edit Faith McQuinn. Story consultant Joy Chapman. Theme music by BD Productions. Additional music by The Story Shop. For more information on the show, how to support us, and where to find us on social media, please visit md.observerpictures.com. Thank you so much for listening. Now, grab a drink, have a treat, and tell your friends about margaritas and donuts.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.